Okay, listen. Two things today. I made a second supplement to packet four, and then of course we're up to packet seven. So, what do you want to do first? Before? Four comes before seven. We were discussing the Shaila of Aninus by Sfir Saomer. And there was a Nodi Yehuda that several people were pointing out on this topic. Peskei Tshuva discussed it, and the Yakir pointed out, and the Aruch HaShulchan, as Rabbi Tuchman pointed out, all discussed this Nodi Yehuda. And so it's kedai to see some of it inside. So it's interesting. The case of the Nodi Yehuda was Shal Misha Meisol Meis Balaylo the Meis Sfir Saomer. Somebody died at night during the time of Sfir Saomer. Umokom Yekvurz Rochav Menayir. It's not like today where everything's close by. In other words, the Malkum Kvura was far. So that means that the burial is not going to take place that night, and that's not even going to take place the next day. So maybe the next night or the next day after that. But in other words, he didn't daven Marv yet, he didn't count Sfira yet, and the person died early in the evening. And so he's going to be an Onain the rest of the duration of that night and the duration of the next day. So the whole slot of time that you would normally count Sfir Saomer would be covered by the Aninus. So the question is, Im kei me'achas sha'onim poter mikol mitzvos mivatel Sfir Saomer machmas Aninus upseid de lohoder. So if he misses now, then according to the Bahag Shita, he can't count the rest of the Omer, with a brach at least. So the question is, maybe this mitzvah should be considered different than a regular mitzvah. In other words, a regular mitzvah, you don't do it. Okay, so you missed Kriya Shema one night. So you'll say Kriya Shema tomorrow. I mean, in other words, but here it's having a lingering effect for the future. So would we say that maybe such a mitzvah is different? So the Nodi Yehuda quotes the Marshal that we saw in the Tshuva, where the Marshal says that there are certain mitzvahs that are known in Ischayevin. That the mitzvah that's mutelis on you specifically, famous at Bittles Mashi, Vata like this, I'm Tzarchei Meis, Gama Oni Chayev. In other words, mitzvahs that are on all of Klal Yisrael, Kriya Shema is on everybody, and Tefillah is on everybody, so that an Oni shouldn't do. But if it's a mitzvah specifically on you, that's the Marshal Shita, like a bris milah. If somebody has a bris milah to do the morning, say he lost his relative at night and the kavur is not going to be till the afternoon, and the morning was supposed to be a bris milah. So the Marshal says you can do the bris milah even before the kavur, because it's not a mitzvah on everybody. Not everyone has a baby today that's 8 days old. And Rabbi Tuchman pointed out, he thought the pshat is that since it's a mitzvah on you, so it's not so much a lack of kavod hames, because I mean, to do a regular mitzvah, it's not specific to you, so why should you be doing that? You should be involved with the mace. But if this mitzvah is specific for you, then that's a more of a hashivas and less of a genai to the mace. That was the Marshal. So the Noda Behuda says that, so we have a precedent for this idea of that not every necessarily every single mitzvah is that the onion doesn't do. So then he writes in the next paragraph, "Vine Allah Badaiti, Shlo Omer Onim Pontem Mikol Mitzvahs El Mitzvahs Hanogos Bichol Yom Shimatam Chayiv Haonim Behem Nimtza Barov Pomim Yizbaz Hameis Lo Yimsasik Imo." Av Mitzvahs Hanogos Bizmanim Yiduim Veinam Tashlumim. So he says that mitzvahs that nog was b'chol yom, so that's an onus potter. But there could be certain mitzvahs that don't come all the time. That don't come all the time. So those mitzvahs have more chashivas, but then he doesn't like that svara, because he says that tkiyas shofar, if a person's an onin and yontif, they're going to do a kvura, then they don't do tkiyas shofar either. So so that's not going to work necessarily. So he says on the second column, second line, "Hey Misha, hey Chitzur Chupa, Mivatal Mitzvah Voraninus, Shum Gam Achra Kfur Yitzchak Chupa Chayachin Mechadosh, Muyadeh Hemshech Adov, Mivatal Mitzvah Peri Viriv Yachra Kfur, Lachin Lotitcha Klau." Okay, then Gim Kim Fisa, in other words, he's saying like this. What's the idea that in the sugya that somebody loses their relative? So we say that they wait with the kvura, and he has the chuppah during aninus. So he says that this. If you don't do that, so what are you going to do? So postpone the wedding and do the avelus right away. So that could be a problem that the period of Arivia is going to be pushed off. Because once the chup is pushed off, so then they have to start over again, and who knows when it'll get done. So you see an idea that if a mitzvah is going to be pushed off, so that's a svara to say that you could do it even during aninus. So then he says, so maybe by Omer also, it's going to have a lingering effect, that it's going to affect all the future days. So maybe, but he says, who says maybe that's not such so compelling? So in the end of the day, he says, well, first of all, there's a machlokus, a poskim, whether you're allowed to be machmir. But maybe you're not allowed to be machmir. So the bottom line is, he says, "Nir lani has died to came and shafal also lied to labor lan and mupater. Gam bezayim mupater in Russia lahachmir as a machlokus." So mamela, you should you can count without a bracha. Came and shafal also lied to labor lan and mupater. Gam zeh mi potter im Russia lahachmir nechukah poskim kem vaday lo hifsir habracha b'shay yomim In other words, if you count, we can't let him count with a bracha because maybe this whole svar is not true. Maybe bottom line is his pater, and he can't do it, so we can't make him do a bracha. But maybe there is such a svar to say that such a mitzvah that is going to cause a kilkul for so many days for the future that he won't be able to count with a bracha is different. So therefore, he should count without a bracha. You can't without a bracha. Because count with a bracha could be a bracha levatala. And since there are enough shitas that say that he's allowed to count, because the shita that holds that you're allowed to be machmir by aninus. Right? And Rav Abadi said to me, and certainly according to the shita like the Chochmas Adam, that when there's a Chevra Kadisha, so anyway, as far as to say that you could... that you're really chayev, so that's enough to, as Rav Abadi said, to say that that he could do the mitzvah b'li bracha. So, now, the case in the Nod of Yehuda happens to be that the aninus is going to linger on the whole day. So Rav Tzinner in the Sefer says, but if the aninus is going to end in the middle of the day, so then might as well wait till after the aninus. As he writes here on page... He says, Misha hu onen bi me'asfira yispor b'yom shalachar k'fur b'lo bracha. So he says that was my initial thought, that he should wait till after the kfura. See, the case in the beauty, he can't wait till after the kfura, because the kfura is not going to be till a whole day later. And then he says, Rav Tzinner, but if he knows that, like the case in the beauty, that the kfura is not going to be till later, so he could be sofer below bracha at night already. So everybody thought he should always be sofer belaila b'li bracha, because he could forget, and furthermore there are other shitas that say you can't count in the daytime. So that's what he thought. So Rav Tzinner has this idea, but so either way, I mean, Rav Abadi thought the ikur is that, like the Noda Behuda, because anyway, it could be that there are poskim like the Chochmas Adam who say anyway, we don't have the real din of aninus once there's a Chevra Kadisha. So even though Rav Abadi points out that's not the minug to follow the Chochmas Adam, we follow the Noda Behuda, that if you're going to be going to the Levi afterwards, then you're mechuyev in mitzvahs, but it could be that that's just our minhag to be machmir. But Rav Abadi saying could be mikra din the Chochmas Adam's right, so that's enough of a svara to say that one could definitely count balayla and suffik brachas lahakil. So we're not going to make him do shouldn't do a bracha, because maybe not. It should be a suffik bracha lamatala. But like the Rav Yehuda says, this is enough of a svara to permit counting at night. The Ksav Sofer has a whole long tshuva on this topic as well. He also says not to make a bracha, but he allows to count. Because we know that whenever there's a svek sveka, say if the post can say if you have a suffix whether you counted sphira, so you could continue counting the next day with a bracha. Because if you have a suffix, which is a svek sveka, maybe the halacha is not like the Bahag, that you can always count with a bracha. And even if the halacha is like the Bahag, but he's not sure that he missed it. So whenever there's a svek sveka, that's a svara to be made. So over here also there's a svara that maybe the Noda Behuda svara is right, that there's such a mitzvah yimachuyevin. Right, so maybe the Noda Behuda svara is correct. So maybe the Bahag is not correct, and then you can always count, even if you didn't miss the day, you can count with a bracha. And even if the Bahag is right, but maybe the Noda Behuda svara is correct, that such a mitzvah, that's a lingering mitzvah, they didn't exempt you from. So therefore, you can certainly count b'li bracha, and then on the subsequent nights, count with a bracha. So not like what I had said originally. There's also an interesting, there's a whole famous piece here, I'm not going to go through it, from Rav Soloveitchik, if you want to take a look, about Sfir Saomer, where his idea is that you don't need the mitzvah. Like the Aruch HaShulchan has a lashon here, that maybe you could count on page 6. One, two, three, four, five, six. Hey, you can be Yochel Hagia Sphere below Bracho, Seaport Zvar Balmahu. That, in other words, he's saying you're counting below brachas like Sipur Dvarim Ba'alma. So Rav Soloveitchik has this famous piece that the Pshat in the Bahag, that if you we mentioned this before, that if you miss a day, is not alts the that you didn't do the mitzvah. It says once you miss the day, then so how can you count? It's not a count anymore. 1, 2, 3, 5, 7. That's not a count. So even if you count and it's Shalom B'Torah's mitzvah, you still can continue counting, because the idea is not that you should, according to the Bahag, do the mitzvah every day, but you need a continuation of the count. And so that's why I didn't see Beferish in any of the written works here from Rav Soloveitchik, but they used to say over, if I'm not mistaken, that according to that, he would say that, like the Aruch HaShulchan, you can count B'Torah's, not B'Torah's mitzvah, but B'Torah's Sipur Dvarim, and that'll be enough that you shouldn't miss. Bottom line, it comes out like the Noda Behuda with a different lumdus, that can't believe bracha, like what the Aruch HaShulchan says, like Sipur Dvarim Ba'alma. Years ago I saw that the Ksav Sofer really says the same thing as Rav Soloveitchik, a similar idea on page 7, where got me the famous question about a cotton that became bar mitzvah during Sfira. So do we say that he can continue counting with a bracha or not? So, because now he has a real chiyuv. Till now he didn't have a real chiyuv. So maybe what he counted when he was still a cotton is ki'ilu he didn't count klape the real chiyuv. So he writes, he says, with the second arrow is on the right side, page 7. Hagam de lo haya mechuyev b'sfira, nearly the mitzvah of high sfira d'rushus, l'sfira d'acharka, shofar sh'shiva shuvas tumimos, v'lecha k'peid rach sh'yet sfuros. Whereas all we care about is it should be count the days. We don't care about the mitzvah. That's what he says. Chenidim im sofar below kavana, according to the opinion that you hold mitzvah sfichas kavana, and you counted below kavana one night, so the Ksav Sofer says it's still accounting. You didn't fulfill the mitzvah, but it's still accounting, and therefore you can continue the counting with the bracha. Because the Bahag's idea is not that it should be tamimos, that if you missed one day, it's not tamimos, so you can't count with a bracha. So if you counted, even if it's not b'toras the mitzvah, it's still enough to save, that you can continue counting with the bracha in the subsequent days. So the Rav Soloveitchik was really mechavin in a certain sense to this, I saw this in a Torah journal many years ago, to this Ksav Sofer. Okay, I mean, there's a lot of lumdus here, there's a lot to say, and that's for Shir and Sphere Zomer more than this year. There's another tshuva, Rabbi Tuchman pointed out, Magen Avraham quotes it, from the Maram Lublin. The case was that Erev Pesach Shechal Yos B'Shabbos. Umeis lech on Meis B'Shabbos. And somebody so somebody Erev Pesach Shechal Yos B'Shabbos, and somebody lost a relative on Shabbos. So the question is, so Motzai Shabbos is the Seder night. Mutol Lofana V'Mishlo Din Aninus. So what's the din of Motzai Shabbos? Does he do a Seder? Does he not do a Seder on Motzai Shabbos? So he says, "Shuv v'din zeh inu mavur b'divrei poskim shana achiyesh lovi raya lo lididon zeh mihad demaisi brayso reish perak mishameso mishameso mutol fanov etc." So so we know that. Halacha is that on Yontif, if you're planning to be kover the mace on Yontif, so then there's a din of aninus. If you're not planning to, then there's no aninus. So if you or even on Shabbos, if you're machshich halatchum, then there's a din of aninus. Then there's a din of aninus. So he says, "Yom Tov Rishon and wrote to the cover of Bobo Yom al Yidei Amamin, Kaven Shehud Tzarich Lahamtzi Lahem Tzarchei Aron V'Tachrichim, Yira Dovol Gorami Machshich El Atchum Lavi Lo Aron V'Tachrichim." So he says, "Hashel Fum." Riata near the Bidondi Donami came to Rotel cover Lamachar, Riata Vishon, Olide Amamin. So it's the Chorah, if he wants to bury him the next morning with Goyim, so Chalav Dinaninus, just like on any Motzai Shabbos. So the Chorah, he shouldn't make a Seder. So in our situation, in most cases where we're not knowing this, then he would make a Seder. But then, on the bottom, he writes, maybe not, a paragraph of all. Aval kadaikis shapir b'divrei harosh nira d'midon didon chayi b'chol ha-mitzvah sanu hugim bosu layla shrek kosev b'shabes yon tov sheni yochol lasuk b'sochei meis hachshich davke b'shoshu machshich. Beyond the vision, Rotsul cover the Alam and Boba Yom came and shoot Torah Lamsi Lam Dorn Tachri Nil Dorogam Machshech. He came in the Machshech, etc. Yoliflo Elam Mishosha Mamsi Lam. He came and he done, Apple Pitch, Rotsul cover the Machal, the Amen, Enum Sasik Lamsi Lam, Aron Tachri Nil. In other words, if the burial is taking place tomorrow, but he's not doing anything at night, then he should make a Seder. Because if he's not doing anything, he's not really being Osik. So if he is doing something at night, so then he is a nonin. If he's not doing anything and everything's going to be done in the daytime, so then there's a svara to say that only when he's osik, and that's in the daytime, and then in the night he shouldn't have the seder. etc. So he thinks his bottom psak is that if he's not really being osik at night, he should make a seder. But he says, in terms of the Haggadah, since it's Arichas, Medrash Pesukim, if you can get someone else, Hayaroi Sheyomer Achel Lefanav. So that's what Rabbi Tuckman was asking, what is that all about? Because normally, the Gemara says there's a din of Shomei Ka'one by Haggadah Shal Pesach. So it was really, we could have one person saying the Haggadah Shal Pesach for the whole family. We usually don't do that, but the Gemara says that they used to do that. So that's what Ram Lublin says. I don't know. For some reason, it's better for him to hear the Haggadah from someone else. This is Ram Lublin. Quoted in different places. Magen Avraham quotes it in Or HaChaim. The Tzinner has a whole discussion. The Mishnah Lamelech quotes it. The Mishnah Lamelech quotes it B'Shem Haman here. Take a look in the Mishnah Lamelech on page 13. Who's the man here? So if Tzinn points out, the man here is the Maran. The man here is a nickname for, because he enlightened the Torah with his parish on Shas. So he's called the man here. So that's where Rav Tzinner points out that the Gilyon Marshaw on page 14, when he quotes this thing that he shouldn't say the Haggadah himself, he says the Mishnah Mel quotes it from the man here, and it's also in the Tshuva Maram. So Rav Tzinner points out that the Gilyon Marshaw didn't realize that it's the Mani and the Tshuva, that's the one and the same person. It's not two different sources. That's what he writes here in the footnote on 15. On the fifth line, Kachos of Mishlo Melech, Perek Dalad, Hashem Haman here, Kavanosul Marami Lublin, Shanikra Haman here, Roshkos of Hashem HaGadolim. The Shema Gdolom, the Chidah says, he was called the man here, Shechiburo al Hashas, Meir Eini Chachamu. Upele, Shebilgil Yom Mashah, Chosav was a Kach Chosav Maram Lublin. In the Navshe. Upele, Shechishiv Lashe, Shenei Mechabrim. It's one and the same. He says, the man here says it, and the Maram Lublin says it. The man here is the Maram Lublin. He didn't realize that. That was the... But in terms of Lamaisa today, if... In most communities anyway, they're not going to bury on Yantif, so then there's not going to be an Inus, and then in such a situation where somebody dies, Chas v'Shalom, in Erev Pesach, Shechal Yos B'Shabbos, late in the day, they should make a Seder that night. Okay, so that's the supplement packet. Okay, now getting to today's shiur. Aveilus B'Yantif. Kovas Mesu Shlosha Yomim Kodam the Regal, Batla Himenu Gzeira Shiva. If you kovi a mace 3 days before Yantiv, and then Yantiv comes, Shiva's batal. So from this Mishnah's Mashma that you had to have 3 days, that's a lot. But if somebody would die 2 days before Yantiv, then not. So we don't paskin like that. We paskin like the Braisa and the Chof HaMeral. Tan Rabbanu Kiyam Kviyas HaMita Shlosha Yomim Kodem HaRegel Einu Tzorech L'Kfosa Achar HaRegel Divrei Rav Elazar V'Chachamim Omrim Afil Yom Echad Afil Shoah Achas. That's what we hold. That even if a person observed Shiva 1 day, or even 1 hour, or even a couple of minutes before Yantif, so he started Shiva. So that's the klal. If you already started Shiva before Yantif, once Yantif comes, it's mevatel the Shiva. Mevatel the Shiva. So how does that work? So the Gemara in Maror Katan on Chavdalad Amarah of the Beis, on page 4. Says Advei Rav Papa Rav Avi Saba Vidarsh. Yomecha lufnei Rosh Hashanah v'Rosh Hashanah reikan arba'asa. So the way it works is like this, that if somebody dies before Rosh Hashanah, say, so, and they kept a little bit of Shiva before Rosh Hashanah, so once Rosh Hashanah comes, Shiva's over. Right? And then Rosh Hashanah itself, the first day counts for 7 days. And then the first day of Rosh Hashanah. The second day is only the Rabban counts as 1 day. So if somebody would die right before Rosh Hashanah, so after Rosh Hashanah, on Tzom Gedalia, we're already holding by day 16. Because Rosh Hashanah, once Rosh Hashanah comes, Shiva's over. That's already, so like 7. And Rosh Hashanah itself, first day counts as 1 day, that's 14. And then the second day of Rosh Hashanah counts. So Rosh Hashanah itself counts as 7 days, the first day of Rosh Hashanah. Second day only counts as 1 day. So it's 15. And Tzom Gedalia is the 16th day for Shloshim. You follow? In other words, so 7, 7, 1. Rosh Hashanah itself counts as 7 days. In other words, before Rosh Hashanah, to Bevatel. In other words, Rosh Hashanah is Mevatel the Avelus. So that means that even if a person's holding by day 1, he gets moved up to day 7. So now you're holding by 7. And Rosh Hashanah counts as 7? Because we count every Yom, because a lot of Yom Tov are 7 days themselves. So even though Rosh Hashanah is not a 7 day, but it gets the status of the 7 day, because it's Yom Tov, so we give it a status of 7 days. And then, but that's only the first day of Rosh Hashanah gets that status. The second day of Rosh Hashanah is only is 1 day, that's 15, and then there's only 15 days left to Shloshim. Amar Avin Hilchach Yomechel Lefnei Chag. What about Sukkot? So Sukkot works like this. Before Sukkot, somebody was sitting Shiva, Sukkot comes, so you're holding by day 7. The 7 days of Sukkot count, what? As 7 days. Shmini Atzeres counts also as 7 days. So it's already 21. And Simchas Torah, what we call Simchas Torah is Yom Tov Sheni of Shmini Atzeres, that's 22. And then there's 8 days left. Okay. So that's how we assume. How would it work by Pesach? So by Pesach, it would just be, once Pesach comes, it's seven. 7 days of Pesach are seven. Achron Shel Pesach is 1 day, so it's 15, and then 15 days left. How would Shavuos work? So 1 day before Shavuos counts as seven. Shavuos itself is seven. And then Yom Tov Sheni Shavuos is one. That's 15, and then 15 days left. Yeah.
Why do we have this rule, though? Because if you're counting, Shmini says, on Chag, then it turns out the majority of Yom Tov that year are really only 1 day. Or 2 days, not 7 days. Only really...
Well, the real regalim are the Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos. And Pesach and Sukkos are seven, so they're really 7 days. And everything Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur that we also, Yom Kippur is also Mabatel Shiva in the same way. So the core Yom Tovim are Pesach and Sukkos. So therefore all the other things that we consider Yantav also, like Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Shmini Atzeres, will get the status like 7 day Yantav. Yeah.
So someone has made on Yom Kippur on that seven, and then on Sukkos it's another seven, and then by...
Where are you going? So you get the Yom Kippur 7, so Yom Kippur itself is 7, that's 14.
Right. And then by, I mean,
Sukkot
is only
5 days
later.
Once, in other words, it's like this. If you're holding in the middle of Shiva, and the Yontif comes, Shiva's over. If you're holding in the middle of Shloshim, you're holding by day 10, in the middle of Shloshim, so then once the Yontif comes, you're by day 30 already. There is Yontif is Mavatel Shiva and it's Mavatel Shloshim. But you have to have started Shiva. If you started Shiva and Yontif comes, it's Mavatel Shiva. If you're in the middle of Shloshim and Yontif comes, it's this battle.
The Shmini Atzeres doesn't Mavatel the Shloshim.
Right, so that's what we'll talk about. So it's Shmini Atzeres does not Mavatel Shloshim. It counts towards 7 days of Shloshim.
Where's the
Gemara getting it from? We count 1 day for 7 or so. Well, in other words, the Mishnah already had a discussion whether, you know, which regalim are mafsik, which regalim are not mafsik, and we assume. See, originally the Gemara says that one opinion in the Mishnah says that that Lezer. So the different opinions here. Maybe Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is only Kishabbos. We assume they're all Kirigolim. So once we assume they're Kirigolim, they get the status of a regal. And the two prime regalim are Pesach and Sukkos. Yeah, Sukkos goes like this. Somebody's nifter before Sukkos is in the middle of Shiva. So once Sukkos comes, now you're holding by day 7. Then the 7 days of Sukkos, each day counts as 1 day. Now you're holding by 14. By Hoshana Rabbah is day 14. Then Shmini Atzeres comes, that itself counts as 7. That's another 7, so that's 21. And then Yom Tov Sheni of Shmini Atzeres, which we call Simchas Torah, is 22, and then the 8 days left to Shloshim.
Every chag that doesn't have a full 7 days,
any chag that doesn't have a full 7 days, it itself counts as 7 days.
The call.
That's the call.
Said the rain will be with Vatel, the Shloshim, because we said that the mitzvahs have a kula like our shul, and that the last part of the day is going to be the eighth day, and then it's the Vatel. So why do you say that every regal? You said that you say like the first 7 days of the events have happened, now the Rebbe should be vatel the rest of it. It shouldn't count towards, shouldn't be oiler as if it happened in the middle of the Shiva. It should be like if it happened on the 8th day onwards.
In which case are you referring to?
Any regal. If it happens with a mace on the area of a regal, he said it's counted as if the 7 days it happened just before Yom Kippur.
Right.
And then the regal is oiler the rest of it. Surely you should just say that it's considered like it's 7 days it happened, and now the regal is on the 8th day. So the 8th day it stops the shlosh and doesn't oiler for the issue.
Right, because you have to have started the shloshim before the yontif set in. It wasn't a real starting of Shloshim. The Yontif just brought you to Levatel Shiva, so we really, you were only, a person was only on the second day, third day. So now the Yontif makes it Kiilu to the seventh day, but Lemaisa, he's still in the middle of Shiva, so there was no Haskal of the Shloshim.
I'm not sure if you explain this, but why is it that the first day of Sukkot, the Yom Tov Sukkot, only counts as one day, whereas the first day of Pesach and the last day of Pesach, I mean, Yom Tov Rishon Pesach and Yom Tov Shvi'i Pesach, each counts as seven?
No. Pesach, the way it goes by Pesach is, a person dies before Pesach, so once Pesach hits in, his Shiva's over. Okay. Now each day of Pesach counts as one day,
okay,
just like Sukkot. So now, 14, 7, 7 is 14. And your Achron Shal Pesach is one day, it's 15.
So the Yom Tov Rishon Shal Pesach doesn't give you 7 in and of itself?
No.
No. Okay.
Only the one day holidays do that. Because the Shad is that the one day holidays get the status, Kilo, the 7 day holidays. Uh-huh. Because once it has the status of a regel, that it's Mavato, so even though it's not 7 days, we give it that full Hashivas, Kilo, with 7 days. There is a discussion that the Shach has, the Chuvas Marshal, about this as well. So these halachas are on page 13, Shin Sadi Test Beis. So the Shach and Sivkot and Zion, Vamin Shmini Atzeres Mevatel, Vein Shmini Atzeres Ola Rakel Yomecha Kishkova Berego. Questions like this: what if somebody dies on Chol HaMoed? So we'll see in the Gemara that the halacha is that in terms of Shiva, he's going to sit Shiva afterwards because he didn't start the Shiva before Yom Tov. But, right? So the Shiva is going to be afterwards. Now, Shloshim, we paskin, we'll see in the Gemara, we paskin that Chol HaMoed counts for the days of Shloshim. So this is a scenario where the days of Shloshim could start before Shiva. Because if somebody dies on Chol HaMoed, every day of Chol HaMoed counts towards the day of Shloshim. And then the observance of Shiva is not going to be till after Yom Tov. So a person has some Shloshim days for Chol HaMoed, and then the Shiva days are going to be after Chol HaMoed. So the question is, the Kasha Rishonim asks, we'll see this Kasha, is so how come if Chol HaMoed counts for Shloshim, so then once Shmini Atzeres comes, it should be Mevatel Shloshim, which it doesn't, because you already started Shloshim Chol HaMoed. And Shemitah said it's a regular from the outside, so why doesn't it? And we'll see. So we show him talk about that. But it doesn't. So the question is, in that case, should Shemitah Tzeres L'chol HaPachos Ola for 7? Or is it Shemitah Tzeres Ola for 1? In other words, we know in this scenario that somebody died before Sukkot. So then 7, 7, 7. Before Sukkot is 7, Sukkot itself is 7, Shemitah Tzeres is 7. So what would be if somebody dies on Chol HaMoed? So then every day towards the Chol HaMoed counts as one day towards the Shloshim. 1, 1, 1, 1, 1. And then the... And then Shmini Atzeres counts for what? Two possibilities. Does Shmini Atzeres count for 7 like it normally does? Shmini Atzeres counts for 7 days of the Shloshim? Or is that only in the scenario of the Gemara of the 777? Why should there be a chiluk? I'm not sure, but the Shach quotes here that in such a scenario that you cover the mace in Chol HaMoed, so and the Shloshim began, Shmini Atzeres will only count as one day. Ve'in Shmini Atzeres Ola Rach LiYomecha K'Shavu B'Regel Kach Kosav Gos Maimini V'Yabes Yosef Tavcha K'Shavu Kodem Achag Asukas Udolom Shmini Atzeres Gam Kein Zayin L'Kamon Hashem Kein Hachal Kach Kosav Bach V'Shem Atos Mordechai U'Kosav Kein Udolom K'Hamar Shal B'Tshuva Shekosav De'Bavatel Hu De'Einu B'Bavatel Halaminyan Zayin L'Inyan Hashloshim Ola Shmini Atzeres Afil Kovro B'Regel. So the local marshal that says that what that will count for 7 days. We masses bin yamin pasuk marshal, peinir das adrisha. So there's a question: how should we paskin in this case? So Rav Moshe writes in the Igros Moshe on page 15, small tshuva. Nikva Chol HaMoed Nechshav Shmi Atzeres L'Zayin Olom Rav Ephraim Greenblatt Tov Nechshav Shmi Atzeres L'Shivas Yomim Cheshbon HaShloshim Shikvar Beis Chol HaMoed Shepleg Mizeh Marshal Masas Ben Yomim Vashach Simen Shin Tzadi Tes Vashach B'Simen Shin Tzadi Tes Hiskim Mayim HaBeis Yosef B'Shem Agnos Maimini V'Abach B'Shem Tosef Mordechai V'Taz So the Kemosim Yesh Loros Lemais Shlonechshav Al Yom Echad. So he passes only Yom Echad. It only counts as Yom Echad. The only time Shmi Atzeres counts as 7 is if it's in the 777. And the Tzitz Eliezer, I don't think I put it in here. Tzitz Eliezer has a tshuva where he feels that Halacha Kedivrei Meikel Bavel that you should count it as 7. In that case also. The question, maybe think about what, is there any, is it just very simple that Ein Bo'ein L'Chidusho, and, that type of idea that someone suggests, and anything deeper to this idea of what this focus is about. Okay. So the Rush on page 5 says Kosov arrived. Nearly with the Tanya Lishka, local Tanya Lishka, the Mastisa, cover space, or Shloshi Yom Gordon Regal. What if somebody lost a relative before Yontif and they didn't do anything? Maybe they didn't know or they just didn't do anything. And now Yontif comes. So the Ravid says, no, you have to have kiyem. You have to have done something. But if the time came, you had a day and you just didn't do anything, life went on normally, then it's not going to be vatal. That's what the Ravid says. Shlo yichot inisim. מיני יופינים לכל עוגל שהוא נוהג אבילוס תוך זין שיש להם אבילוס הוא תוך שלושים. And for this we can learn out, because see, bottom line is, if you didn't, a person didn't do anything before Yontif, and then Yontif comes, and you can say it's Mevatel, so in the end he did nothing. So you have to do, you can't have an Avelus, a Kiyum of Avelus, where the person did nothing. So if you do a little bit, so then it's Mevatel, because it comes out you did something towards the Shiva. So say, for example, a person, forget Yontif, relative died and he didn't do anything. He didn't keep Shiva. And now he wants to know, is it too late? So then we tell him on day 10, say, sit Shiva now. Because the fact that it was 7 days past from the Misa, but he didn't do anything during those 7 days. So as long as it's still within Shloshim, he can count his own 7 days. Except Korea might be different, we'll have to talk about that. אין רגע מפסיק, שלא יהיה חוטי נסקה. מיני יופין לכל דבר, לכל עובל, שלא נוהג אבילוס תוך שיב, ושיש להם אבילוס תוך שלושים, חוץ מן הקריאה. שאם עובר ולא קורה, בשעס חיובו שאין קורא אלא אחר זין. כי נשלם מי שאין לו חולק, וזדם לו חולק תוך זין, קורא אחר זין אין קורא. ודווקא בשעת מייסים, מיצה, etc. Now, the Gemara, so that's the Vort. In other words, the Vort is, in other words, why do you have to have done something before Yontif? Is because it's not shaykh to have Shiva that you didn't do anything. But if the person would have done, I'll have to check the poskim, but according to this rush, if a person would have kept a little shiva, say not a yontif time, in a regular time, he kept something during the 7 days, so then it could be that he wouldn't be mashlim after, because lemaisa he kept something during that first 7 days. It's only when he didn't do anything during those first 7 days do we say that that's you know, it's like the Zion Kiyum. You know, like if you didn't do any Vedikas, so then you have to do a start over. If you did something, then, you know, Rishon. Okay. So the Gemara has a discussion here. Yeah. Here's the Gemara. Page 2. You test some advice. Boy, me ne abaye me rabba. Cover of a regal olam shloshim o ain regal olam in shloshim. What's the din if somebody was kovar beregel? So we know that the shivas are only going to be afterwards. But what about shloshim? The minyan shivalo can be barleid the lo nogam mitzvah shiva beregel. Shiva is not noeg beregel. So ki can be barleid the minyan shloshim. The kanogam mitzvah shloshim beregel mai. See, shloshim, at least there are certain things that are similar between shloshim and Chol HaMoed. Like just like Chol HaMoed, you don't shave, you don't do kvisa, a lot of similar things. So the Isurim of Shloshim are noeg anyway beregel, so maybe that should count. That's the Gemara's question. So the Gemara has a whole discussion, and And the bottom line, first the Gemara says, Eidol, then the Gemara has a kasha on that. Eisrei, Kovas, Mesh, Shnei Yomim, blah, blah, blah. Kol, Shadova, Kol, Shemi, Rego. And then at the end, the Gemara continues. The Rego, Ololo, Tiyufto. The Rego is over. That's how we pass him. The regal is Ola. The regal is Ola for Shloshim. So if somebody died in the middle of Chol HaMoed, so those days count towards Shloshim. The only question is, by Sukkot, the Machlokas, whether Shemini Atzeres will only count for one day or will it count for 7 days.
That requires a Kavura also in Yom Kippur, or the Misa by itself?
No, in other words, there's going to be a Kavura too. Right, before Kippur, there's nothing, no counting anything before Kippur. There's going to be a Kippur. Then there's a Kippur, then that can start counting Shiva, Shloshim. So Shiva is not going to be counted until afterwards. The question is, do you have to wait for Shloshim also? So the Gemara says, no, Shloshim is over. Yeah.
Why is only Sukkot Shmini Atzeres pays off to the same question?
No, because Pesach, Shvi Shal Pesach, Achron Shal Pesach doesn't have the status of a Yom Tov Lifnei Atzmo.
Well, we counted it towards 7.
Yeah, it counts as 1 day towards 7. Shmini Atzeres has the super halacha that the 1 day of Shmini Atzeres counts as 7 days. So the question is, does it only count as 7 days? Because I got to know that the Kavura was before Yom Tov. So it's seven, only in the scenario of 7, 7, 7. Achron Shal Pesach never gets the status of 7 days. So it's always only 1 day. Also, there's a machlokes here between the Rosh and the Ramban. That's the way it's said over. About what's this halacha that Chol HaMoed counts for the Shloshim? So there's the Rush here on the bottom of page 5. For some reason it wasn't bracketed. But it's still there, so you can look at it. The bottom corner, on the left side, the last 5 lines. Vim Tomar, so he has the Kasha. The famous Kasha is if Chol HaMoed is Ola for Shloshim, so why doesn't Shemini Atzeres Mevatel Shloshim? Vim Tomar came b'chad Nami Yivatel Mimenu Shemini Atzeres Zeir Shloshim, and because that's the rules. If you're in, you're holding in Shloshim, So the Rosh says Shani Hashem Shlono Klaled in Shloshim. He says because you didn't do any niyug, you have to do a niyug. Ah, but what are you telling me that you did a niyug? Haval Gav Shagiyus with the Sparos Asurim B'Moed Mikomokam Shemaveilus Mielo Nesa. He says you did it. Alts Chol HaMoed. So the Chiddush is, according to Rush, we give you a freebie that if you did it Alts Chol HaMoed, and certain these Isurim also are Shloshim Dika Isurim, so it'll count for Shloshim. But it was a freebie. You did it Alts Chol HaMoed, and we double dip. You know, it counts for your observance of Chol HaMoed, and it counts for Shloshim, so we double dip for you. But you didn't do it al Shloshim. So Mamela, that's why it doesn't Mavatel, because the klal is you have to have some nihug of Shloshim before. So even though you did it, the Maisa, you weren't taking haircuts and you weren't washing your clothing, but you only not doing that al Moed. That's the Rush. Oh. So the question here is, but when we say that Shmini, that Chol HaMoed is Ola for Shloshim, right? So we say because there are similarities, but Lamaisa, there are similarities, but there are things that are not similar also. In other words, Shloshim has more on its plate than does Chol HaMoed. It's like Simchas Mereyes, you know, things like that are not Osir al Chol HaMoed, that are Osir al Shloshim. So So do you have to? Are you supposed to do? Are you supposed to observe those things also, or not? So the Pashtus, as people say over in the Rosh, is that no, you only have to do the Chol HaMoed things, and that was just Gufa's Teretz. You only have to do the Chol HaMoed things, and then you'll get credit, even though you weren't doing all the total Shloshim things. But the Ramban writes Beferish not that way. The Ramban says you have to do everything. I mean, it could be that B'dievet, if you didn't, you know, as we said, even by Shiva, B'dievet, if you didn't do anything, it's still only just missed out. But the Ramban says that it's not true. He says here, starts on page 9. God on Yomer, the Indian mitzvahs shenogim bahen avails beregel. Lo midin aregel bavad, elam mitoris avails. Also, but dispersed with kibbutz. So the Ramban says. In Tom Chain of Cholol of the Regal, El Shahu no Mithne Regal Shakol Odom Osul Sapir Khabispo, although Midin Regalovish who Kalim Bugotsim, Khadoshim Lavonim, the notel Siporna Bugnusro, Sameh Simchas Murais. There are a lot of things in the Regal that you're still allowed to do that you can't do during Shloshim. You can wear freshly laundered clothing. There's certain heterim for a nail cutting. You can have simchas mireyus, etc. So how could you say that it's the same? So what are you going to tell me? It's a freebie that you only have to do certain things. He doesn't think it's right because the Gemara says that we're not necessarily knowing this, but the Gemara says that. If somebody dies on Chol HaMoed, so even though the Shiv is not till later, you can start the Nichum Avelim right away. So we know from our practice, in our minds, always the Shiva and the Nichum Avelim is one and the same. We always, but really they're two separate things. There's the person's observance of Shiva and the din of Nichum Avelim. So usually it comes out one and the same. But really it's not. Where the Gemara says that meis beregel, so lo yisasku achar regel, because shekvar nisasku bo beregel. They're already on the top of chaf amud aleph, page 3. They already did. Vein rabbi misaskim bo shekvar nisasku bo beregel. So the Ramban says, so what do you mean to say? This person who's in the middle of Shiva, technically, meaning the Shiva's pushed off, but he's knowing Shloshim. So what do you want to tell me? He just has to do the things of Chol HaMoed. So he says, it doesn't make sense. He says, it doesn't make sense that we're going to come and be Menachem Ovel, and then he could. At the same time, he could be in the middle of a Simchas Mireis. He says, he says, it doesn't make sense that, where is it? He has a line there. Yeah. He has a line there here on page 10. First arrow. For Tom Alatsmo, who ye sameh for simple's brace, rabbi misaskim b'mogel? Makes no sense. El Shmami Nashu no Hag Mr. Shloshim Kimin Hago Bahem Bachol. He has to do everything. The Shloshim is Chal on him on Chol Moed. Doesn't mean like we assumed or like the Rosh that it's just a freebie. That you just have to do the things on Chol Moed. You have to do all the things. Also, but as far as Giyot, Tfil Bavim Diyasayam, also but Simchas Mereyes, Tfil Sipranayim. The time of the Milsa, Nei Shein Mitzvahs Lo Saseh. Because it's not a positive thing, he's just not doing something. When we did HaRegel, Nami Noeg Ben Mitzvahsam, Hilcha Shanoga Mekulam, Avilusa Yenom Vilusa Mitzvahsam Mitzvahsam. In other words, he's doing, not going to Simchas Mereyes. So you don't go to Simchas Mereyes, it's not necessarily so noticeable. He's not wearing freshly laundered. In other words, he's not shaving, but everyone else in shul is not shaving. So even though other people are doing some of the things and he's doing more, but it's not going to be so noticeable. See, if everyone is shaving and you're the only one not, it's going to be noticeable. But if everyone else in the shul is al tzchol ha-moed is not shaving. Right, and he's also not shaving al shloshim. So he's doing it al shloshim. He's not doing it al tzchol ha-moed. He's doing it al shloshim. He's also doing it al tzchol ha-moed. He's doing it al shloshim, and he's not going to a simchas mereyes. So he's doing all the nihugi shloshim. He's supposed to do, not just the nihugim that you do anyway al tzchol ha-moed and they're all that. He's doing all of them. He's doing all of them. And that's what he's supposed to do.
So part of this, you might say that Ramban would hold
Shemitah? No, so then even according to that, they point out that it's also, Ramban discusses also that it's not going to be Vatal, even the Ramban is Modus. So some want to say, that the whole point of the Ramban, that you're able to do Shloshim, is because you didn't do the Farhesia, because it's not really Farhesia, what you're doing, because everyone else is doing Al Tzchol HaMoed, so it's not for Hesia, so that's not enough of a nihug to say that you know Hegit, that the Shmina Tzeres could be Mavaka. So in Shulchan Aruch, this is brought down. Yeah. Whether could you go to a Simchas Mereyes? According to the Rosh, you could. According to the Ramban, you couldn't. Well, I have the same page here, and page 11 is where I bracket it. Okay. Don't see the brackets. So. So the Shulchan Aruch, let's find it. You have it here? It says like the Ramban. Okay, you'll find it. The Shulchan Aruch says like the Ramban, last time I looked. That he does all the things. Okay, now there's couple more discussions, and that is, so we said that in terms of Shiva, so Shloshim is Noheg, is Ola, and is Noheg, according to the Rosh B'Miktsas, and according to Ramban Bikulo, the Isurim. What about, yeah?
Does that mean, I mean, for the Ramban, does that mean you're a Pater from Simchas Yom Tov?
No, I mean, Simchas Mereyes, you don't have to have Simchas Mereyes to have. There was, what do you want, Basar, Yayin?
I mean, there are the practical things, and then, I mean, there's still something just psychologically, like for somebody who's experiencing this, like, that's always the tension.
Right. it's chayiv in all mitzvahs. Chayiv in all mitzvahs. It's chayiv. He's chayiv in simchas yontif. Also, yayin, etc. Now the question is, what about al shiva? So shiva, we said, is going to be postponed to later. In other words, if the person died before, and then yontif comes, there's no shiva. Shiva's gone. If the person dies of yontif or chol hamoed, the shiva is not till later. And what about on yontif itself? So we're not counting shiva, but are there nihugim? So this is the machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban. A dvarm shebetzina noeg the regel or not. So the Rambam writes, page 6, Perek Yud, Halacha Gimel, Harugol, Mechein Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippurim, Ein D'Avar Midivrei Avelos Noeg Lohem. Nothing is Noeg. Nothing is known. And the Ramban says not that way. On page 7, the Ramban says, going over to page 8, that Dvarm Shebetzin are knowing. So that means that if the man is knowing, loses a relative, say in the middle of Chol HaMoed, and then he's not going to sit Shiva till afterwards, is he mutter b'tashmish amita with his wife for the rest of for the duration of Chol HaMoed and Yontif. So according to the Rambam, it would be mutter, because nothing is knowing. According to the Ramban, Dvarm Shebetzina, he writes, Lomi boy b'shabes to noeg l'afil b'regel noeg. And the question is, what's the proper girsa in the Gemara Ksubas? The Gemara says, Apel pi shein Havelis be Shabbos, Dvarm Shebetzina noeg b'hem? Or Apel pi shein Havelis be Yontif, Dvarm Shebetzina noeg b'hem? So the Ramban says the girsa is Yontif, so that's what the Gemara is saying. Even though there's no Havelis beyond, Dvarm Shebetzina noeg. If you hold like the Rambam, then the girsa is Shabbos, and then Shabbos, Dvarm Shebetzina noeg on Shabbos, in the middle of Shiva. But Yontif, nothing is knowing. So, and in Shulchan Aruch, we paskin that Dvarm Shebetzin are knowing. Take a look. If you take a look on page 12 in the Mechaber, so that's where he has everything. Third wide line. He says, "Kol shekeinim lo yodu b'mitzvas hameis kodem regel shein regel levatlo elanog b'regel levam shebetzina mona." It's Dvarm Shebetzina noeg b'regel. In the case where the regel is not mevatel, it's still Dvarm Shebetzina noeg. And then he discusses Shloshim. Have a vision of Svatom, Machmas, Ova, Machmas, סוף סוף נוגע בדין אבירס אם לא חיל ככן לחמר בו כמו שער אבירס ומלאכת נאסס על ידי חיים חולים מרגל מסעסקים בו חיל ככן מסעסקים בו לנחמו אחר הרגל ורגל עולה מן שלושים ודין שלושים נגיד ותספרס נוגעים ברגל ולא מתורס רגל בלבד עושה בהם אלא אף מתורס עובל שמתורס רגל מוטל לבוש כאלה מגורצים חדושים ולבונים ונוטל ציפורנים בספריים ושמח סימפוס מראיס But so we did a veil, it's also be cool on the mobile call. So that's where the Mechaber quotes the Ramban. That don't say it's only als cholamoe, als regel, because that won't cover everything. And it'll be mutter in those things, and that's not the case. Because within regel, within a veil, it's also be cool on the mobile call. And that's the Mechaber quoting the Ramban's opinion.
Are
we going to
get into defining what
Dvar Shabbat Sinai? Yes, right. So for sure, Tashmish Amit is considered Dvar Shabbat Sinai. We maybe in the future we could talk more of other things. But Rav Soloveitchik has a vort. Rav Shechter likes to say it over. And it's printed in Rabbi Konigsberg's. He wants to say, you have to see if this is really mukhrach or not, but and that is like this. Remember we had a machlokis about when the Isuri Avelis begin. Right? The Rambam says only from the Kvura. And the Ramban says from the Misa, right? So that machlok is Rambam and Ramban. Then we have here another machlok is Rambam and Ramban, whether Dvar Shabbat Sinai are noeg during Chol HaMoed, or during Yontif. So if somebody dies on Yontif Rishon or Chol HaMoed, and they get a count of Shiva later, so Rambam says, till you start counting Shiva, nothing is noeg, even Dvar Shabbat Sinai are not noeg. And the Ramban says Dvar Shabbat Sinai are noeg. So Rav Soloveitchik's word is he thought that these two Rambams and two Rambans are l'shitaso. How so? In other words, the word is like this. We know there's two dinim in Avelis. There's one is the minyan. How do you count the days? For Shiva, for Shloshim. You have a minyan of Shiva, a minyan of Shloshim. You have to cheshbonos the minyan. Right? And then there's Nihugim. Here's Yisurim. So Soloveitchik wanted to say that the Rambam's consistent in his view that the Nihugim, the Yisurim, and the Minyan are always inextricable. They always come together. So Mimela, that's why the Yisurim are not going to start till the Kvura. Because till the Kvura, you don't have the minyan yet. You don't start the day counting of the days till the Kvura. So the Isurim, therefore, are not going to start till after the Kvura. Because the minyan and the Isurim are Haba Hatalia. And that's consistent in his view that you can't have Dvarim Shabbat Sinai Noeg Beregel because there's no minyan Beregel. You're only going to count the 7 days after the Regel. So Mimela, consistent in that view, that the minyan and the Isurim come together. Whereas the Ramban divides the two consistently in both cases. That the Ramban says that when it comes to Isurim, they start from the Misa, even though the minyan is only from the Kfura. And you can have Avelis. You can have Dvarim Shabbat Sinai Noeg Beregel, even though the minyan is only going to be after the regel. So in both those two cases, he's consistent that they come together. Now, it happens to be that, you know, in both two cases, but I don't know if it's necessarily, you know, you could split, like the Mechaber. So let's say the Shitas HaMechaber. So the Mechaber, well, it depends how you learn the Mechaber over there. like the Aruch HaShulchan or not like the Aruch HaShulchan. Like the Chabad claimed that the Aruch HaShulchan claimed that the Mechaber held like the Rambam. And over here he's saying like the Ramban. So, you know, whatever it is. Maybe it works, maybe it doesn't work. It's an idea, the thought. And it's not going to change any of the halachas here. It's just, is there a consistency? Is it some type of lishitaso? Is it not? Then there's a famous tshuva that people like to say over, but superficially, but they don't work through this tshuva. The Rav of Soloveitchik supposedly like to quote this tshuva. But again, there's the superficial way of saying it over, and then there's what he seemingly says. And that's the shaila of the Netziv and the Meshiv Dover was when somebody lost a relative. Say somebody, the case was that happens to be that first day of Yom Tov and Shabbos. Friday night was the beginning of Yom Tov and of course Shabbos. So a woman lit candles to accept upon herself Shabbos and Yom Tov. So say she did it 18 minutes before the Shkia, whenever she did it. And then she gets a telegram, or she gets knowledge that one of her relatives passed away. So she immediately took off her shoes. So she already accepted Yom Tov. She already accepted Yom Tov, but it was before Shkia. So the question is Yom Tov going to be Vatel Shiva here or not? Do we view this as Ki'ilu Nikba, Ki'ilu, it's B'toch HaRegel, because you already accepted Yom Tov. The idea was B'toch HaRegel. What do we say? L'maisa, it was only Tosefes, it wasn't Shkia itself. So from that perspective, still before Yom Tov. So therefore Yom Tov should mevatel. And here she did a miyud. So the way people say over, the way that I never liked, is that this Chakira, which I don't like so much, and people say it over, but I don't like it. And that is whether Tosefes is it Yom Tov, is it Shabbos Mamish, or is it not? Or is it just like Mitzvah Sesei, but it's not Shabbos Mamish? But the reason I don't like it is because you can't, it's not Nitan Leomer, such a Hakira. Because everyone agrees it's not Shabbos Mamish. It's Shabbos Mamish. You don't get Skila for it, you don't get it. Everyone agrees it's not Shabbos Mamish. So this whole, people say it superficially and they read the different things into the Taz and the Mashal and they say whole Shtekel Torahs and all things and it's not. There is Machlokis in, but you can't say it over in that Nusach. It's not. Everyone knows that then in Hilchos Mila, if they do the early Shabbos now, you do an early 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock Shabbos, and your wife gives birth before Shkia, so there's no one on this planet who would say that the bris is on Shabbos. No one. No Shita like that. Everyone agrees that the bris is on Friday. So this idea is like mamish. Yeah, there's some lashonas that seem to say that, but it's all misunderstood. And maybe one day we should have a shiur about it and talk more about it. And this. So what is he saying over here? So what was the? What does the Netziv say? And he is daiti lomi boiling for noga velas. You see, the question is the two possible scenarios. In other words, here she already did it. In other words, she didn't come to the rabbi before she took off the shoes. She came to the rabbi after she took off the shoes. And she says, okay, what's my halakhic status? But she didn't come to the rabbi before and say, should I take off my shoes? Right? So he says like this, L'anias daiti lo biboilin kvar noga velos. If she already did it, she came to the rabbi after she took off her shoes, sha'olala. In other words, it's ola that she was makayim shiva. Shreiladasa Rambam ein lanu tosefes b'shabes kodesh v'yontav klal. Badlokas aneiros einu kabola. According to the Rambam, there's no tosefes Shabbos, right? The Rambam sheet is there's only tosefes Yom Kippur for the inuyim. So according to the Rambam, nothing was chal yet. So for sure, it's still weekday. So in kain haisa mechuyevis. So according to the, if she would have gone to the Rambam, if the Rambam would have been her rabbi, the Rambam would have said, you know, of course, take off your shoes. And then Yantav would mevata. Mela olala. Vafil name is Shagam Das Rambam. Shame bad lochas and eras kiev lushbos mi malocha. So, but maybe you could say that even according to Rambam, there's no Tosefes, but since she's always knowing, according to Rambam, you light candles and you can still do Malacha, because there's no Tosefes. But even, that's the Rambam sheet, but the Maisa people are knowing to not to do Malacha. So to treat it ki'ilu them being makabel something. So it's like a shtickel neder, you know, that you minatov that you know it that way. So that's a kineder. Much kosav levush b'kabbalah Shabbos. Mikol mokam einu neder mamish kol zman shelo amra b'fiyah. It's not a real neder. It's just a minatov. Avoloza einu ela k'minak shlosha pomim davi kineder. So he says, if the whole thing is just, even if you want to say that it's still binding b'toras neder that you don't do malacha and you treat it like Shabbos, like it's a neder that you're keeping nihuge Shabbos, so therefore you shouldn't take off your shoes. But who says if this is just midin a neder drabbanan, maybe the mitzvah of shiva of should docha this neder midrabbanan? K'diyse b'brachas. If you come to shul every day and one day you don't come, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mashil bo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks for you. Shenema mibachem yirei Hashem asher holach chashechi ve'inogalo. Meaning he asks for you, what's going on here? But im ledvar mitzvah holach nogalo. But if it's ledvar mitzvah, then you have a right to, you know, not to keep your kviyas. Perish. The kaven who rogel lovel the basic nesses b'chol yom nasa lof kineder. So if you don't come one day, it's like you didn't do your neder. Mishumachim lo bo yom echad. Hakadosh Baruch Hu mashalo manisho. Mashalo means he's asking for you and he's writing down a demerit, you know, whatever. Manisho alzeh. Much chasav everyone. Shalim makas. Alma. Mifichah chichbe. Hakadosh Baruch Hu achanami mish. But still, the Gemara says in the Dvar Mitzvah, then you're okay. Because so you see from that Gemara says in the Tziv that a Dvar Mitzvah is doche the Anhaga Tova of Sholosh Pamim, that's Dino Kineder. So he says, according to the Rambam, for sure the woman did right. Mitzad, that there's no Tosefis, and even if there is Tosefis, it's only Betoris. A minhag tov that you're treating it like that, and therefore she had the right to take off the shoes, and certainly yontiv is going to be vatal. Hoseh before she was bar mitzvah halach nogalo. We say yesh lo don misha noeg lachas haneiros yisro malacha v'kedusha shabbos shadas ram esiyato eino meikar hadin kein el eino minhag tov v'nitchet mipnei mitzvah aveilos shechalav v'meila ola uvaveilus halacha kedivei amekel ba'avel. So you could be so mech on the Rambam shita that that either it's not chal b'chlal or it's just b'taras neder. So you're good. So says the Netziv, kol zed dibarnu be'im kvar noga aveilus. That's if she came to the rabbi after she took off her shoes and said, I took off my shoes before Shkia. So now do I have to sit Shiva after Yontif? Avalim ba l'sheila. But if she's coming to the rabbi before she did anything, she just got the news, and now she wants to know, what should she do? Im tina gavelis, yeshli shiashev badovar. So now we have to think a little bit. Im chuyev zlunga gavelis b'shazu. Olo. Achrei shalach p'suka k'das behar. The halachas pesukah like the Bahar, that halachas neis have a kabbalah Shabbos, al pi the Torah mishum tosef a Shabbos v'yotav imkain ein morim lo linhog aveilus. So if it's already a din tosef a Shabbos, so then lechatchila lechora she shouldn't be noeg aveilus. V'nira the zet holoi im tosef es yontav moel gam lesimchas yontav urach leshvitzas malacha lo mitzvah simcha. In other words, there's a question whether Tosefes Yontif is Moel for the Simcha. Is it a din only in Isser Malacha, or is it also you can be the mitzvah of Simchas Yontif is Chal? If you name a din, no Moel is Simchas Yontif. That it's not Chal. Ain Morim Lunog Avails Befarhesia. Dain Lachos Minol Veishav. So even if you want to say that Simchas Yontif is not, if Simchas Yontif is Chal, so Lechora, so she can't be doing Avelis, because it's Simchas Yontif is Chal. So how, but even if Simchas Yontif is not Chal, in Zman of Tosefes, it's still what? It's still Kabbalah Shabbos, and therefore that would be considered doing Avelis but for Hesya on Shabbos. So therefore we would tell her not to take off the shoes, and she would be asur b'dvarim shebetzina, and it wouldn't be. And we would tell her not to do any nihugim, and therefore memela, it wouldn't be nisbatal. Okay, so that's this whole thing. So something to think about. It's an interesting shaila, and so that's what he says, that we would tell the person not to do it. But if they did it, then it would be nispatel. Okay, read it, think about it. Okay, Rabosai, and the supplement we did already at the beginning of this year. Okay, so Bezer Hashem will continue on Monday, packet 8. Okay, hopefully next week I'll start returning some needed machines. I hope I get to it.